From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A senior defense official says the U.S. has sent more than 20 prisoners captured in Afghanistan back to Afghanistan and Pakistan for those countries to do with them as they will. The U.S. has also added some more prisoners, fewer than 10, to the camp at Guantanamo. Also today, the U.S. announced it would suspend legal proceedings against British citizens held at Guantanamo. The move stems from President Bush's meeting with Prime Minister Tony Blair in Washington yesterday. Blair had been under enormous pressure back home to speak for the prisoners. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
For more than a year, there's been a bubbling resentment in England that 9 British citizens were being held incommunicado and without charges at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay. That resentment spiraled into outrage when the families of 2 of the captives received notice recently that their sons would be among a group of detainees whom Washington had been planning to try in a military tribunal. Earlier this week, the House of Commons erupted with criticism and calls for Blair to put pressure on the White House. Yesterday, Bush reiterated that the captives were suspected terrorists, but that he was open to discussion.
Prior to his arrival, said, I want to talk about this in a serious way. Can we work with you? And the answer is absolutely. I understand the issue, and we will. We'll have a very good discussion about it.
And they did. Today, both Bush and Blair's offices issued statements saying legal proceedings against the 9 will be suspended until high-level legal teams from both sides of the Atlantic meet later next week. Washington will grant the same consideration to Australia. There are 2 overriding concerns in England about the military commissions. One is the belief that the defendants will not get a fair trial. The other concern is that the tribunals can carry the death penalty, something which is widely opposed in the UK. Louise Christian is a lawyer for Firouz Abbasi, one of the 2 men who could face trial. Christian has not been allowed to speak to her client and worries that he and the others may just roll over to the prosecutors.
Well, there's massive concern, not only because the tribunals will have the power to impose the death penalty, but also because the death penalty could be used to bully the accused into a plea bargain whereby they receive a long sentence of imprisonment.
Christian says London should have some influence with Washington because she says England is America's closest ally in the war on terrorism. Gary Solis, a professor at Georgetown Law School, says this is where Blair's unswerving support for Bush could pay off.
We very possibly could turn these individuals back to the British for whatever proceedings the British feel are appropriate, if any. And while we would be willing to turn the individuals back over, I doubt if we would be willing to turn over evidence necessary to prosecute them.
Solis says it's likely much of the evidence will be highly classified material, and given that the rules and process of a tribunal are different than an English civilian court, Solis says it's likely the suspects would not be tried in England. He says that could set a bad precedent for the commissions.
If we were going to try these guys at a military commission, how does it look to the rest of the world community if we just hand them back to a nation who allows them to walk out the door?
The names and identities of the other captives on Guantanamo are not known, so it's unclear whether their governments are also applying the same pressure as Britain. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.